Today, the NASDAQ Composite Index finished down, closing at 2,059. Today also marks an anniversary many NASDAQ investors might like to forget. It was 5 years ago that the stock index closed at its highest level ever, 5,048. You'll recall it was the dot-com boom, a time when investors threw money at companies that were little more than an idea and a business plan. Here's NPR's Jack Spear.
It was the era of the new economy, when companies with no earnings at all were valued higher than industrial giants that had been around for generations. Jeremy Siegel is a professor at the Wharton School and says, like everyone, he watched in awe as the tech-heavy NASDAQ breached one barrier after another.
I remember hearing as it crossed 4,000 that 5,000 was going to be in the sights, and it was. And then 5,000, I remember one analyst got on and says, no one doesn't think that it's going to reach 6,000 in a matter of weeks.
The mania that swept the NASDAQ in the late 1990s had its origins in the Internet, of course. In 1995, a little company called Netscape, on its first day of trading, went from $28 to $71 a share, and the dot-com boom was born. 3 years later, stock in a company called TheGlobe.com rose more than 600% in a single day. And in January of 2000, 3 months before the peak, America Online announced it was acquiring media giant Time Warner in a deal valued at $150 billion. Here's AOL's Steve Case.
We're kicking off the Internet century with a unique company with unparalleled assets and an unsurpassed opportunity to have a positive impact on society.
At the heart of the run-up in tech stocks was a belief by investors that the Internet and e-commerce would quickly overtake traditional brick-and-mortar companies, and the lure of quick profits was simply too much for many to resist. Just days after the NASDAQ posted its record close, host Brooke Gladstone, filling in on NPR's Weekend Edition Saturday, had this to say.
Everyone I know with a little spare change is pouring it into NASDAQ stocks, and the rest are borrowing money to get in. Financial analysts are warning us this won't last, but they've said it before and we've stopped listening because we live in the new millennium and it is awash in easy money.
In retrospect, it's easy to see that technology stocks were wildly overvalued, but it wasn't so easy then. Analysts point out that the Internet-led bubble went on for a long time and its staying power convinced a lot of reasonable people the new economy was real. Byron Wien is an analyst at Morgan Stanley.
Those of us who had more experience who were very skeptical about the situation, but we had been skeptical for a few months, or in some cases for a few years, and we had lost our credibility in the process.
And some analysts who should have known better kept urging investors to buy. Even when the boom collapsed, it didn't do so all at once. Joe Sunderman is director of trading for Schaefer's Investment Research.
It was like a comparable to like a balloon slowly losing its air. It was not a crash like we saw in 87 or 1929. The market slowly drifted lower as a lot of that optimism started to wear off.
The NASDAQ kept falling during 2001 and didn't start to recover again until late in 2002. By then, billions in stock market wealth had vanished. Lots of people lost their nest eggs. Even so, Wharton professor Jeremy Siegel says he's amazed at how people reacted.
I am impressed with how many people have kept their faith in stocks. Most people in their long-run portfolios, in their IRAs, 401ks, retirement savings plans, have kept up their stock investments, and really to good cause, because we have had a significant bounce back.
Over the past 5 years, blue-chip stocks have regained much of their lost ground. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is once again near 11,000. But analysts say it will be a long time before the NASDAQ revisits the 5,000 level. Even if it managed to gain 10% a year, it would take nearly a decade to get back to where it was on March 10th, 2000. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.